where you say, hey, you out schemed us on that play.
24-yard gain for Western Michigan. 9.5 minutes left in the half. 7-0 Wisconsin. Broncos on the move. Buckley the running back. Jordan Parker the receiver. Motions right to left from the 37-yard line, Wisconsin territory. Wolf gives it to Buckley. Little jump cut to his left and is stood up inside the 35 of Wisconsin. Allegro getting there. Barton as well. Gain of about 3 for Jalen Buckley. Second down and 7 for the 34-yard line, Wisconsin territory.
Yeah, like you said, Matt, really good jump cut there by Buckley. You can see why Western Michigan likes him. He has good ball skills out of the backfield. It makes nice reads and cuts and is getting north and south as well, picking up a couple of hard yards there.
Jordan Parker, Devon Mortimer will come out to the left. Mortimer in the slot. Anthony Sambucci is out to the right. Buckley is the running back. Second down and 7 for the Badgers 34-yard line. Sambucci in motion right to left. Wolf brings his hands together, takes a snap. Badgers rushing 4. Wolf shoots it left side, and it is incomplete at the 20-yard line. Good coverage from Hunter Wohler. Blanket coverage, as a matter of fact, on Mortimer. Incomplete pass, and it's 3rd and 7 at the Wisconsin 34.
Western Michigan's coaches are going ballistic on the side, thinking Hunter Wohler got there a little bit early, but like you said, really good coverage. Yeah, I'm all right with the no call. I'm all right with that no call.
But they could have.
Yes, that was Hunter did get there maybe a smidge early.
3rd down and 7, Western Michigan at the Wisconsin 34-yard line. Broncos 0-for-2 on 3rd down so far tonight. 3 receivers to the left. Sadu Salam is the running back. And a throw to the left. It's caught by Mortimer. Makes one man miss. Gets outside the 30-yard line and is chased out of bounds by Hunter Wohler at the 26 of Wisconsin. Devon Mortimer getting some work done after the catch and a 3rd and 7 conversion for Western Michigan.
Yeah, and that's always one of the things you're worried about early in the season when you're not going full tilt on tackling. Open field tackle, you make the play, you get off the field, you miss, they pick up a 1st down.
From the 26 of Wisconsin, Jaden Nixon now the running back. And a little end around, Jordan Parker, room off the right side of the 25-yard line, and he gets cut down by Nizer Forcurine at the 21 of Wisconsin on a gain of 5.
Yeah, a little trickeration there. A quarterback had to stood there working his ball skills, and yeah, that's where you're forced from a defensive standpoint. You're getting gashed a little bit. You're getting some things. You're going to get over. You're going to pursue too much. That's what Western Michigan was banking on, and they picked up a quick 5 on that.
2 backs on the field for Western Michigan at the 21-yard line of Wisconsin. And the handoff to Zahir Abdus-Salam off the right side inside the 20-yard line. Gets popped to the turf at the 14 of Wisconsin by Jake Chaney. Another 1st down for Western Michigan as the Broncos threatening to get in for the first time. 7:13 left in the half. 7-0 Wisconsin.
That great job by Western Michigan's right side of their offensive line there. Sherwin did a fantastic job of helping on the downside and then getting up on that linebacker and continuing to push and push, and that allowed a nice long 1st down run.
So here Abdus-Salam, the running back, pistol formation, receivers right and left. As Hayden Wolf takes the snap, gives it to Abdus-Salam, works the left side and gets wrapped up quickly, a gain of maybe a yard. Ben Barton getting in there defensively for the Badgers. 2nd down and 9 for the Broncos.
You just love what Barton does and brings. He's not going to be the sexiest player. What he's going to do is he's going to control his gap. He's going to allow the linebackers to flow and keep their guy, the guards and tackle combinations, off of his linebackers.
2nd down and 9 for the 13. Under center, Wolf takes the snap, fakes the handoff, throws right. Caught, bobble, gathered by Blake Bosma, the tight end. And he gets taken out of bounds by Cade McDonald and R.J. Delancey. And very close to a 1st down here. They'll mark it, looks like, at the 6. It'll be a 3rd down and 2 for Western Michigan. Big play coming up here for the Broncos.
This has been a really nice drive by Western Michigan. We're hoping get off the field, make Western Michigan's defense, but Western Michigan answered the bell here and has kind of had Wisconsin's defense guessing what's happening.
Buckley is the running back. Third down and two for the Wisconsin 6-yard line. Here's the handoff to Buckley up the right hash mark. Gets the first down and drives down just shy of the goal line. Inside the one goes Jalen Buckley at his first in goal for Western Michigan with 5.5 minutes left in the half. 7-0 Wisconsin.
A great run. And again, up front, Western Michigan, their tight end comes down and washes his guy down. And Buckley just continues. He's pushing hard, getting north and south, picking up the first down. And luckily, Wisconsin held him out of the end zone.
First and goal inside the 1-yard line. Buckley still in there at running back. They go heavy on the right. Here's the handoff to Buckley, and he gets stoned by Jaheim Thomas. The Badgers inside linebacker crashing into the fray. Nothing doing for Buckley, and it's second and goal for the Broncos.
Yeah, a lot of bodies down, right? Down on the goal line, everything, low pads and everything else. And that's Thomas just standing there, and that is not the easiest thing. His feet are actually in the end zone, not allowing Buckley to push his way through. And you never know which play is going to be the one. You just don't give in here until it happens.
Full house backfield here for Western Michigan. Wolf takes a snap. Hand off right side. Nixon. No, sir. Stopped short by Leon Lowry. Third and goal, Western Michigan. Little old school full house backfield on that second down attempt.
Yeah, they tried, instead of going north-south, they tried to go a little bit lateral, and Wisconsin got a little push, and now it's getting interesting. What you'd think was going to be an easy walk-in, now Wisconsin's bowing up.
Full house backfield again. Third and goal inside the 1-yard line. Snap the Wolf. Little boot to the left. Trying to get outside Waller and dive into the end zone. No. They say he's short. And you can count on a second look from upstairs there. Very, very close to breaking the plane of the goal line was Hayden Wolf.
What a job by Hunter Waller there, because you knew you get stopped a couple of times.
Just stopped at the one.
Stopped him short. But Hunter Waller, to stay home and to read that, did a great job of, and then to get him down, at least we hope that they got him down short of the goal line.
Well, I tell you what, they've got the ball, the nose of the ball, just shy of the goal line. It looked like he might have been down at the
here,
one.
Yeah. Probably, you're going to probably challenge this here right before, I would think, or just take the timeout.
Timeout taken here with 3:05 left in the half of the Badgers. And guys like Kurt Neal, Cade McDonald, Ben Barton, Elijah Hills, as well as true freshman Dylan Johnson out of Plainfield, Illinois, a 4-time state wrestling champ. And Fickell and the staff, they love this guy. Ben Barton, talking with him earlier this week, said, "This is one of the strongest dudes I've ever been around." And they get the true freshman in there in a goal line situation. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield. Now full commercial break, 3:05 left in the half, 7-0 Wisconsin. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people. The same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
5 left of the first half, 7-0, Wisconsin leading Western Michigan. 16 plays so far on this drive for the Western Michigan Broncos. Hunter Wohler with a big-time stop of the quarterback, Hayden Wolf. They have spotted the ball now about a half yard from the goal line. It is fourth and goal for Western Michigan. The Badgers trying to come up with a goal line stand here in the second quarter.
Yeah, you saw that. You stop a guy and it gets to the 1 yard line, it's first and goal, and you think, okay, and then you make the next stop. And that was a case where obviously Western Michigan was assuming that Hayden Wolf was going to have a walk-in. Well, Hunter Wohler reads it. That is not the easiest thing because you always want to get your nose in there. And then to get him down, great play by Hunter Wohler.
Here we go. Shotgun formation now. Fourth and goal. Half yard away. Hand off Buckley. And it's stopped. Play is stopped as the Badgers take a timeout just before the snap. And Buckley got tagged. But the play was dead just before the snap, so Luke Fickell using a timeout. And that's the first charge timeout for Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's one of those where you want to see what they're lining up, you want to go right up until it, and I bet if Luke Fickell could do it again, he'd probably say, oh, no, we're good, we'll just take the stop. But so you see that now, you get that little game of cat and mouse. All right, what are we going to do here? You have to assume that Western Michigan, even though they've been stopped now on three straight times, and really that would have been a fourth, you wonder, are they going to stick with it, try to pound it, or are they going to try and run a bootleg, getting their quarterback out in space? That's the little chess matchup that we got going.
Jalen Buckley is the running back. Fourth and goal, Western Michigan a half yard away. Buckley to the right of the quarterback, and the shotgun is Hayden Wolf. As we are ready to roll here at Camp Randall Stadium, snap. Here's the handoff. Buckley driving to the goal line, and there's no signal yet. Now there is. Touchdown, Western Michigan. Jalen Buckley able to fight his way across the goal line. And now the Broncos an extra point away from tying the game late in the second quarter.
Just an impressive drive and good fortitude to stick there. That just low man kept his feet moving. And Barton was right down there on the bottom of that pile. Unfortunately, was unable to stop him just before he crawled into the end zone.
Palmer Domski is on for the PAT. 3:02 left in the half. As Western Michigan looking to tie this game at 7. Big time drive for the Broncos. As the kick is away, and this game is tied. So that turned into a 16-play drive, 78 yards, took 8 minutes and 40 seconds. We'll hold it here with 3:02 left in the half. The Badgers 7, the Broncos 7. What an impressive drive here for Western Michigan.
Yeah, I don't know what is going on with the number 16, but everything has been 16 plays. 16-play drive by Wisconsin, no points. 16-play drive, touchdown. And then the disappointing part here for me is you want to go, and you're a team, you're favored. You know that Western Michigan's defense is reeling. 32 plays in the first couple of drives, a bunch of time, and physical. You get off the field, and that's a case where you can bury a team. And to Western Michigan's credit, they've been very good up front. They're running the ball very effectively. They're mixing and matching, doing some nice stuff, and they answered the bell. Where you hoped Wisconsin had maybe a knockout punch, that was not the case. They withstood that, and now it's Wisconsin's turn on offense. You have 3 minutes. You got plenty of time. Go down here, get some points here before the half.
Badgers have 2 timeouts available. Western Michigan has used them all. Now, remember, this year in college football, there is the 2-minute timeout. It's what we refer to normally as a 2-minute warning in the NFL. The terminology in college football is the 2-minute timeout.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Just for fun?
Just to be different. Just to be different, yeah.
A two-minute timeout. Yeah, I think they want to lengthen games. They want to continue to find ways to get other stuff. I actually like that. I like the uniformity of that. I think it adds a little more drama, and it forces you to think even that much more about how you're going to – because at the end of halves and then starting out, you get the two for some people call it. That's how I think you separate yourselves with how you finish halves and how you start out. And Wisconsin's in a position to be able to do that.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. The Badgers will be getting their third possession coming up here. Two possessions, first two each, 16 plays. Western Michigan just finished possession number three. It's almost like a game against Army, you know, where you're going to get maybe six or seven cracks at it all night long. Right?
Well, they know we're a little older. They know, hey, let's get this game moving. You start at 8 o'clock. I love the fact that this will be interesting to watch now because you have 3 minutes. Wisconsin is, it's not reverting back, but that physical run the football. You still have time, and now with this two-minute, whatever you want to call it, you have plenty of time. Don't get to the point where you have to rush and do things that are out of character. What you're doing is working. Stick with that and just continue to be efficient with what you're calling offensively, because so far, so good with what Phil Longo is dialing up.
Tretch Kekahuna is deep for Wisconsin.
Single digits. Everybody wants to be in that single digit. They say it makes you faster.
Oh, he's a lot faster. Went from like a 4-4 to a 4-2, didn't he? Had himself a good bowl game, did Tretch. Saw him late in the season. Coming back from injury, helping his team. Showed up well down in Tampa. Maintained his redshirt status, by the way, so he is a redshirt freshman from Hawaii. Domski on the approach. Kick is in the air. Waiting for it is Kekahuna, and 3 yards deep. Coming out right side of the five to the 10, 15-yard line. Not a good decision as he gets carved up across the 15 to the 16-yard line. Got a little eager there and paid the price. 2:58 left in the half, and Barry Alvarez, for all those years, talked about the pendulum. Well, old Mo is on Western Michigan's side right now.
It definitely is, and that's, I like the fact that Trent is thinking big. He wants to make those plays, but sometimes, especially with the kickoff, you have to be smart. And now you put your team in a hole here, starting at the 16-yard line.
Remember Jacob Wahlberg, their middle linebacker, ejected on the last Wisconsin possession. For targeting, Dominic Moon, a transfer from Purdue, will get increased playing time on first down. Quick throw, Van Dyke, and a rolling catch made across the 20-yard line to the 24. That's Bryson Green. Makes the catch, goes to the turf at the 24, and a gain of 8, second down and 2. 2:45 left in the half. Wisconsin and Western Michigan are tied at 7. Will Pauling, slot right. Tawee Walker is the running back. Riley Nowakowski, wing on the left side. And now Pauling will jog in motion to the left. Here's a handoff. Walker across the 25. He'll get the first down to the 28-yard line. Boone Bonema there defensively, the linebacker for Western Michigan. First and 10 for Wisconsin.
Not in a rush. At some point, your urgency level is going to have to go. But picking up that first down is always critical. It gets the defense on its heels a little bit and gets your momentum going in the right direction.
2:05 and counting left in the first half. First and 10 Badgers, their own 28-yard line. Van Dyke hands off to Walker across the 30-yard line. Driving those feet up to the 34, 35-yard line. And now we hit the two-minute timeout. Actually, a minute 56 to be exact. Left in the first half. Wisconsin and Western Michigan tied at 7. We're back in 1 minute. This is Badger football from Learfield.
In the game of life, every moment counts. Every decision matters. And every choice can make a difference between winning and losing. At Cleary, we understand the importance of a strong foundation, whether it's a gym, a community center, or a place for your business to grow. We build your dreams. So whether you're building a foundation or creating a legacy, your vision is our mission. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978. Explore clearybuilding.com today.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
Back to school can be chaotic, and Kohl's knows that finding what they need for a great year should be one thing that's easy. That's why you can find A-plus school essentials all for a great price. When back to school stirs up the unexpected, it's time to head back to Kohl's. A minute 56 left in the first half. Wisconsin 7, Western Michigan 7. Coming off the two-minute timeout now. The Badgers with two timeouts of their own available. Second and four for the Badgers at their own 34-yard line.
Yeah, plenty of time here, and I love that there. You go right up until the two-minute, whatever we want to call it. I'm going to say warning. You can correct me if I'm wrong. But I just love the physicality again and continuing to move the pile. There's just something about when you see the legs churning and the linemen kind of rugby style getting behind and pushing, and you get yourself in a nice second and four. And now I think is when you really go into that 2 minute. We got to be a little quicker, a little more tempo than even what Phil Longo normally goes with.
So just to be clear, you're not digging the 2 minute timeout.
I mean 2 minute timeout. It's a warning that there's only 2 minutes left. If you want to take the timeout with it, great. I am an old stickler. I'm going to stick with a warning on that, and we'll just go with that.
You know, I would tell you, you're not going to believe me, but when they put this in, I think a lot of people thought it's just an extra commercial, but they say no. They're just saving one for that. So they did not add extra commercial time.
Do you buy that, though?
I believe everything.
I wouldn't believe that if I was you, but...
When did you become such a cynic?
You got that youthful naivete yet.
I do.
That's why we all love you so much. Youthful naivete.
When did you become so cynical? I'm just unbelievable.
Reality.
Okay. That's what I tell my wife. I'm a realist. And she says, no, that means you're a pessimist.
Yeah, we have not seen any real shots yet so far. I know it's been pounded and hammered, but this be a good time to take one.
Tawee Walker, the running back, two receivers right, one on the left, and the 34 of Wisconsin. Handoff, Walker looking off the left edge across the 40-yard line. Tawee Walker up to the 42-yard line. Corey Walker, defensive end on the tackle. It'll stop the clock to move the sticks. A minute 50 left in the first half. First and 10 for the Badgers, their own 42-yard line. Now Van Dyke gets him back on the ball. Two receivers right, one on the left. Walker still in there at running back. Van Dyke calmly barks out the signals. He'll shift Walker to the left of the quarterback. Takes the snap, hand off Walker off the right side across the 45-yard line up to about the 47. Isaiah Green, defensive tackle on the stop, gain of 5. Clock running, a minute 22 left in the half, tied at 7. Second down and 5 for Wisconsin.
Very methodical and continuing to pound the football. Really love what I'm seeing from the tight ends in the block game today. Really done a nice job of securing edges.
Pauling slot to the right from the 47 of Wisconsin. Second down and 5. Van Dyke takes the snap, looks to throw, fires over the middle. That's caught by Pauling. Turns it up inside the 40-yard line and is driven back and down right at the 40-yard line. Josh Franklin, Aaron Wofford out of the secondary. They'll mark at the 40. Clock stops. 55 seconds left in the half. First and 10 for the Badgers. Ball at the 40-yard line, Western Michigan territory. Three receivers right, one to the left. Van Dyke shotgun snap, looking to throw, looking right, winds it up, fires to the right, and that is caught tight over the sideline. Is Bryson Green inside the 30 and to the 29 of the far side. First down, Wisconsin on a gain of 11 with 42 seconds left in the half.
And that's that arm strength that we talk about, and everybody's been hearing. Far hash, slides his feet a little bit, but to the far boundary and threw it exactly where he needed to for Green to make that catch.
Green now wide to the right. You got Pauling, Ashcraft, and Vinny Anthony to the left. Now Tawee Walker, slot on the right side, empty backfield, 42 seconds left in the half, tied at 7. Ball at the 29-yard line, Western Michigan territory. Chest high snap back to Van Dyke. Looks, pop fly deep down the right sideline for Green, incomplete. Bilal Kone on the coverage down the right sideline inside the 5-yard line. Ball overthrown. Second and 10 of the 29 of Western Michigan with 37 seconds left in the half.
And there's the shot. A pretty good coverage. A little grabbage, but I don't think it's anything that you could call. It just tried to flutter it up there, giving his guy a shot. Ball harmlessly falls to the turf.
Three receivers left, one on the right for the 29-yard line of Western Michigan. Second down and 10. As Van Dyke gets the snap, back to throw, looking, sets, shoots it to the left, and a diving catch, incomplete rather, intended for Tucker Ashcraft at the 27-yard line of the near side. Josh Franklin on the coverage, and the clock will stop with 32 seconds left in the half. Third and 10 for the Badgers. We'll tell you that Jackson Aker is the running back on that last play, stays in the game. Good pass protector, does a lot of things well, you should say, for this team. And in there now, three receivers left, one on the right. Big third and 10 for Wisconsin. Ball at the Western Michigan 29-yard line. Tied at 7 in the final 32 seconds of the first half. Van Dyke gets the snap. Pressure coming. Tyler looking, flush to his right. Throws, and it is caught by Keckin. Dropped by Keckin. He caught it. Check it. He did catch it at the 15-yard line as Van Dyke was falling down. Got the ball out of his hands. Terrific play by Van Dyke. Badgers taking a timeout with 24 seconds left in the first half. Boy, at first I wasn't positive that Kekahuna secured it, but he sure did. Terrific play.
Yeah, and a really good job by Van Dyke. That was not, you know, him being super elusive. That was him keeping his eyes down the field. Western Michigan ended up kind of beating Wisconsin's offensive line with a pressure. The linebacker or safety comes up and whips at his feet. And as he's falling to the turf, he sees Trek, makes a pretty doggone good throw, and then a little juggling, but he was able to secure it and pick up a critical first down to keep this drive going.
Badgers using their second timeout. One remains for Luke Fickell. 24 seconds left in the half. We are tied at 7 here in Madison.
You're seeing Western Michigan do, and Wisconsin knew, and you're getting these third down situations, a lot of stunts, line games, and they're bringing pressure. And they've been pretty effective at getting back into Van Dyke's face. That was, again, I know he's talked a lot about it, that elusiveness in the pocket, the mobility. You're going to get tested. He was able to keep his feet long enough to deliver a really good throw under some pretty tough circumstances.
All right, Badgers back into the Case IH red zone at the 16-yard line. Western Michigan first and 10. Three receivers bunched to the right. C.J. Williams out to the left. Walker is the running back. Snap to Van Dyke. Looks the throw. Back pedal standing at the 29-yard line. Floats it deep left side end zone. Incomplete. Intended for Tucker Ashcraft. Deep left corner of the end zone. 17 seconds left in the half. Second and 10 Wisconsin at the 16-yard line of Western Michigan. This trip to the red zone brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers.
I know I shouldn't do this, and it's not a jinx, but outside of that targeting, from a penalty standpoint, been a very clean game.
Mm-hmm. Going to have 20 penalties in the second half.
I was nervous about bringing it up, but it's been, especially for the first game of the year, very clean half of football.
Three receivers right. You got Kekahuna, Pauling, and Green on the right. C.J. Williams to the left. Second and 10 at the 16-yard line of Western Michigan. Van Dyke back to throw. He'll fire it right. Seam and almost picked off. Wow, in and out of the hands of Tate Halleck. The safety. It was there for the taking, but he was unable to secure it. Big break for Wisconsin. 12 seconds left of the half. Third and 10. For the Broncos, 16-yard line.
Yeah, we've seen that a few times, and it's been with Will Pauling. I don't know if that's just a miscommunication or if he thought he was going to stop, but that was, luckily he's a defensive player, and we all know defensive players don't have the greatest hands, because that was as easy of an interception as someone should have had, and it kind of jostled between his arms and fell to the ground, thankfully.
They'll go Pauling, Nowakowski, and Williams to the left. Green to the right. Jackson Aker, the running back. Third and 10 for the 16-yard line of Western Michigan.
Of course. Yeah, that's on me.
Yeah, play clock winding down.
Yeah, put that one on me, boys.
Delay of game here against Wisconsin with 12 seconds left in the first half.
Yeah, I think that's a case where everybody's a little rattled with that throw, and now you wonder if somebody's in the air, hey, run the football. You just, when you see a throw like that and the miscommunication, you get a little bit jittery. Now it's third and long. Don't make a dumb mistake.
Well, at the 21-yard line of Western Michigan on third down, back to throw, Van Dyke, four-man rush. Tyler flushed. Now moving to his left to the 20. Van Dyke scampering to the boundary and is shoved out of bounds. Shy of the 15-yard line by Donald Willis with 5 seconds left in the half, and this will at least give the Badgers a chance to get the lead on a Nathaniel Vaco's field goal try. Remember, the Badgers will receive to begin the second half.
Yeah, and I like that decision there. The last thing you want to do, especially after what we just saw the play before, is trying to force a ball into a window. Yes, you want to get 7 points, but a lot of times not making that rash decision, take what the defense gives you and give your kicker an opportunity to give you a lead going into that.
33-yard try from the left hash mark. Kason Pfeiffer snaps. Gavin Myers holds. Ball down. Kick in the air from Vakos. It is good. And the Badgers will go into the locker room with a 3-point lead as Nathaniel Vakos, who misfired from 36 in the first quarter, he connects at the end of the half from 33 yards away. Well, the Badgers in a battle against the Mid-America Conference foe, the Western Michigan Broncos. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. At the half, Wisconsin 10, Western Michigan 7. Coming up, Mike Keller has the halftime report presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey there, Badger fans. Ready to cheer on Wisconsin in style? Piggly Wiggly, your hometown grocer and proud sponsor of the junior captain of the game, is giving kids 12 and under the chance to score big. Win 4 tickets and an unforgettable VIP experience at a Wisconsin home football game. Enter now at shopthepig.com for your chance to win. No purchase necessary, just pure Badger pride. Remember, your Piggly Wiggly is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Let's go, Badgers!
Piggly Wiggly, shop the pig!
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
By Brady and the Ad Council.
Badger football is brought to you by Ford. Fearless as a Badger. That's a Ford SUV. Check one out at your Wisconsin Ford dealer. Jones Dairy Farm. Making breakfast better since 1889. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards. Proud partner of Badger football. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
And it's Mike Keller here at Camp Randall Stadium at the half. It is Wisconsin leading Western Michigan by a score of 10-7. Wisconsin began the game on a 3-and-out on the defensive side, and then it was a game of keep away the rest of the first half. Wisconsin went on a 16-play drive, 63 yards on their opening possession, included in a 4th-and-1 from their own 42 that Walker picked up a first down, but they missed a 36-yard field goal, and it was still scoreless. Then
Western Michigan had a relatively long drive, ended up giving it away in a punt. Then Wisconsin went on another 16-play drive. That one covered 93 yards, 6.5 minutes. Chez Malusi on a 9-yard TD run for Wisconsin's 7-0 lead. But the Badgers couldn't get off the field on the defensive end after that, allowing a 3rd-and-7 conversion, a 3rd-and-2 conversion, and a 4th-and-goal at the 1 as Western Michigan rallied back on a 16-play, 78-yard, 8-minute-and-40-second touchdown drive to even the score. Wisconsin goes on a 14-yard march to end the first half, 68 yards, 33-yard field goal on the last play of the half, and lead it 10-7. Both teams had 3 possessions in the first half. Wisconsin, 16-play, 63-yard missed, 16-play, 93-yard touchdown, 14-play, 68-yard field goal. Meanwhile, Western Michigan had a 3-play drive, a 7-play drive, and a 16-play, 78-yard touchdown drive. So it's tighter than expected at Camp Randall Stadium. At the half, it is Wisconsin 10 and Western Michigan 7. Our American Family Insurance halftime report continues after this. We'll check out scores from across the country. This is Badger football from Learfield.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive-free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other Great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Badger football all season long.
All the way! 71 yards!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
This scoreboard update is presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Let's get you a couple of scores from around the country. The only one played tonight in the Big Ten that has now gone final. Michigan State beat Florida Atlantic 16-10 in East Lansing. 16-10, Michigan State wins their season opening game. Last night, Rutgers beat Howard 44-7. Minnesota had a last-second, last-play-of-the-game field goal attempt to win, but missed it. They missed 2 field goals on the night and got beat 19-17 against North Carolina. Illinois beat Eastern Illinois 45-0. Games to watch this weekend in the Big Ten. Number 8, Penn State and West Virginia tomorrow morning at 11. Number 25, Iowa is home with Illinois State also tomorrow at 11. 2:30 window tomorrow. Akron is at number 2, Ohio State. And also in the 2:30 window, Miami of Ohio at Northwestern at that practice facility they're going to call a stadium this year. 6:30 tomorrow night, Oregon at home. Number 3 in the country against Idaho. Number 9, Michigan home, the reigning national champions with Fresno State. And then on Sunday night, pay attention, number 23, USC from the Big Ten, plays number 13, LSU out of the SEC. That game played in Las Vegas, Nevada. Our halftime report presented by American Family Insurance continues in a moment. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
This is Badger Football.
Tight pocket. Down he goes. Inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass, though. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Back with you again at Camp Randall Stadium. Halftime, it is Wisconsin 10 and Western Michigan 7. Bill Schmid, host of the postgame show, joins me. Billy, this is a weird game in this regard. Both teams have had 3 possessions. Wisconsin has had 2 16-play drives, 1 14-play drive, but missed a field goal, get in the end zone, settle for a field goal. And no big plays, like nothing more than 14 yards is the long play for Wisconsin.
Yeah, in 3 of 10-plus yards on that final drive in the quasi 2-minute drill that the Badgers were able to go and get some points. Mike, this is a great game for coaches. 46 plays in the first half.
Yeah.
That's a lot of film. I've already seen some questions of 20 receptions for 100 yards. This is an air raid offense. This is what a bit of an air raid offense is. Quick completions. Get the ball out of your hand. I think it's been efficient as heck for Tyler Van Dyke. A good start, but got to be efficient when you get red zone trips if it's going to be a game like this.
And only one shot play, and that was on that final drive, and it was a good throwaway to the end zone. It just wasn't going to be open. But they're not – this is part of what air raid looks like.
Yeah.
Not big shots down the field, possession receptions.
Yeah, and already I know Tausch is liking it. Physicality up front, yeah, allowing them to take advantage, right? Western Michigan is starting to figure out when they can try to take some chances. When they do to try to stop this run, because Wisconsin has leaned on them early with some good gap power, that's when you can hopefully take one or two more of those chances like Bryson Green had down the right side.
And you hope you can wear them down a little bit in that regard. Let me ask you about the other sideline, because they go in that locker room. By the way, they play at Ohio State next week. They go in that locker room and have to be supremely confident at the half that they're down 3.
Yeah, this is a game, and for all intents and purposes, they've been bullied up front at the line of scrimmage. However, have bowed up when they've needed to, also have gotten bailed out when they've needed to. There's a lot of energy on that Western Michigan sideline, but, Mike, I do think think the line of scrimmage is telling. It's in Wisconsin's favor. That can be stressed here in the third quarter and make the fourth quarter a much different story.
Badgers defense had a couple of chances, three of them, in fact, to get off the field after they scored the touchdown. A third and two that was converted, a third and seven from their own 34 that was converted, and then the goal line play. That was a 16-play answer for Western Michigan that Wisconsin's defense couldn't get off the field.
Yeah, and for all intents and purposes, the only drive that they've been on the field for any extended period of time. And good physicality by Western Michigan. And taking advantage, right? Luke Fickell calls a timeout. If indeed everybody on the Broncos sideline did realize, looked like that may have been a fourth and goal stop. And this stadium is raucous. It's full. They're waiting to really explode.
Tywee Walker, one of the new guys that we're seeing. Tyler Van Dyke, what have you seen from newbies?
Love Tyler Van Dyke's just zip on the football. He talked about it with Matt in the pregame. He loves to let it rip. He's also seemingly excited to showcase his legs a little bit.
Yeah.
It's not a newbie. It's a goodie, though. I love seeing Ches Malusi bouncing off tacklers. It's great to see him in this offense with a good compliment that Tywee Walker
and
is.
Essentially, I don't know if that was the plan, but they went Tywee Walker on the first drive, Ches on the second, Tywee on the third, and that's the only three drives you've had.
Yeah, and you hope to be able to be a little bit more efficient and quick strike, but, Mike, those two backs, much different, and Cade Iacomelli comes in for, I think, one of their longest rushes of the day.
Final quick thought, Wisconsin starts the third quarter with the ball. What do you hope to see?
I like to see more of this up front work. Brunner, his first start, been fantastic. The two tackles, Nelson and Malman, have played too much football for them not to be able to lean into this third quarter. Look for Phil Longo to keep this ground game going.
Bill Schmidt and Lance Allen on the postgame show tonight from the broadcast booth after it's all said and done. Thank you, Billy.
Thank you, Mike.
Coming up on our American Family Insurance Halftime Report, Matt LePay and Mark return with a look at some of the first half stats presented by Construction Business Group. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Hello, Wisconsin sports fans. Brian Butch here. Do you love seeing our Wisconsin teams win? Well, I've got great news for you. With the release of Varsity Golden Ale and Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer from Potosi Brewing Company, you can make it happen. A portion of the proceeds from the sale of these beverages will be used to provide name, image, and likeness opportunities for Wisconsin student athletes to continue to compete for championships. So crack open a Varsity Golden Ale or Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer and know you are supporting the future of Wisconsin. This is why we jump around.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Badger football is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by Kloss, ag equipment made for more. Now, with the call of the second half, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
10-7, Wisconsin leads Western Michigan at the half. Check out some of the first half stats presented by Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Operating Engineers, build your career. Join 139.com. Broncos.com. Badgers have almost doubled up the Broncos in total offense, 219 yards to 111. Badgers are balanced, 106 on the ground, 113 through the air. Tawee Walker, 8 carries for 39. Chez Malusi, 8 carries for 35. Tyler Van Dyke, 13 of 23 through the air, 113 yards. Jalen Buckley leading Western Michigan, 9 carries for 35 yards. Hayden Wolf, 5 out of 8 throwing it for 53 yards. Going back to Wisconsin, Bryson Green with 4 catches, leading the way with 39 yards. Will Pauling, 3 for 24. Badgers 6 out of 9 on third down. The Broncos 2 of 5. Both teams have converted on fourth down. And for Western Michigan, that resulted in the Broncos' touchdown, a fourth and goal give from a half yard away to Jalen Buckley. A couple of minutes ago, Patrick Herb caught up with head coach Luke Fickell.
Coach, low possession game. How do you evaluate your offense being able to sustain drives?
They've been very efficient. You know, I mean, you've got to find ways to make some bigger plays, but I mean, you've got to give them some more opportunities too. You know, they've been methodical on their offense. We've got to do a better job stopping the run defensively.
That hunted mentality is going for it on fourth down on that first drive. Part of that being aggressive.
It is. We got to do it, but we also got to be able to execute. And we did. It's one of those slower games that you got to keep your mind, you got to keep your head, and you just got to keep playing.
Thanks, coach.
All right, as the Badgers will get the second half kickoff, and this is, again, Wisconsin got the field goal in the final snap of the half from Nathaniel Vakos. Now you get the ball in the third quarter. It's an opportunity here to start to try to seize some control of this game, Ty.
Indeed, and I thought after you score that long drive, that's where, you know, we talk a lot about complementary football, make a stop. Well, you didn't, and then Wisconsin goes down and finishes the half. You'd love to have gotten a touchdown. You get the points, you take it, but now you deferred. You want to get that double up, and you'd love to do it with a touchdown and a touchdown, but this drive, I think, this will set the tone for the rest of this game. Is this going to be Wisconsin is going to put the hammer down and then finish this thing, or are you going to let Western Michigan continue to hang around? If you can go up and get a touchdown, go up 17-7, all of a sudden now Western Michigan starts feeling that pressure. That's the goal here. Continue. You're wearing on them. You're being physical. You're pounding these guys. Do you continue to do that? I would think the answer is going to be yes. And you heard Coach Fickell say, big plays, a lot of methodical things right now, but I think you want to open it up here a little bit too in the second half.
Three drives apiece in the first half. Palmer Domski with the kick in the air, a chance for Tretch Kekahuna. He'll catch at the 7, right side 10, to the 15, across the 20, skips to his left, 25-yard line, trying to loop outside across the 25 to the 30. Kekahuna up to the 35-yard line, and that's how the second half begins with a nice return from Tretch Kekahuna of 28 yards.
Yeah, and that's, you get that going, and he moves, does a little juke move, finishes, and gets it moving. You want to get that first possession started on this side of the 30. You're going to do that. Now you put the hammer down and continue to move the football.
Chez Malusi and Cade Iacomelli will be the running backs here for Wisconsin. Iacomelli, the redshirt sophomore out of Trafford, Pennsylvania. Will Pauling, slot to the right, shotgun snap. And the handoff goes to Malusi, working over the left side of the line, across the 35, up to the 39-yard line at a gain of 4. Ontario Thompson on the defensive line on the tackle. Badgers go north to south, left to right as we view it in quarter number 3. Second down and 6 for the Badgers at their own 39. 10-7 Wisconsin just underway in the third quarter. Mitty Anthony wide left, Pauling slot left. Spryson Green out to the right. Now Pauling will motion to the right. Van Dyke, the quarterback. He's got Aker and Malusi with him. And the handoff goes to Malusi. Gets the left edge across the 45. Drives his way up the midfield. And a first down for Wisconsin. Gain of 11 for Chez Malusi. First and 10 for the Badgers.
A beautiful job by the left side of Wisconsin's offensive line. Brunner, really nice job of finishing his guy. You see the, you know, Aker getting out there in front, lead blocking. Nice job by everybody up front.
Aker and Malusi, the backfield combo. Two receivers right with Pauling in the slot. Green is wide. Vinny Anthony to the left. A minute 15 gone, second half. 10-7 Wisconsin. First and 10 from the 50. Van Dyke gets the high snap, pulls it down, hands it to Malusi over left guard. And he'll take it for about 3 yards. Donnie Willis on the tackle, outside linebacker, gain of 3, second down and 7 for Wisconsin.
little jump pull there by right guard Huber. Good, again, just good, solid job, Brunner, Nelson, of kind of holding their guys and then letting Huber kind of shove his guy and pick up 2-3 yards.
Second down and 7. Ball at the 47-yard line of Western Michigan. Tawee Walker in the backfield now along with Jackson Aker. And a play fake. Rolling right Van Dyke. Throwing right side. And Aker, what, not much he could do there after the catch. As he is taken down by Aaron Wofford at the 46 of Western Michigan. Wofford reading it well. And it's a gain of 1. 3rd and 6 for the Badgers.
Yeah, really good open field tackle there. Just a, you're trying to stretch Western Michigan horizontally, making sure that they can't just continue to crash down to stop the run game. And that was a really good open field tackle.
Two receivers left, two receivers right. Walker, the running back, 3rd and 6. Ball at the 46-yard line, Western Michigan territory. Back to throw, Van Dyke, quick throw, right side. Caught, first down, inside the 35. Will Pauling fights his way inside the 30, down to the 29-yard line. Nice effort after the catch from Will Pauling, 1st and 10 for the Badgers.
Yeah, great throw there, too, by Van Dyke, putting it where Will is able to catch, get turned up, and then Will finish it. A lot of guys tonight finishing through arm tackles. Malusi in there, Will Pauling.
Anthony Green and Pauling trips to the left from the 29-yard line of Western Michigan, 1st and 10, Wisconsin. Van Dyke back to throw. Pressure coming. Tyler will lose it. Flush to his right. Throws on the run. High pass tipped up. Incomplete. Willis got a hand on it. You had Nowakowski down there and Pauling as well, but it was Donald Willis, the linebacker, who got a hand on it, just tipped it away, and it's 2nd and 10 for the 29 of Western Michigan.
Yeah, very fortunate there again for the ball to fall to the turf, because he's rolling out to his right. Not great on the pass protection there, forcing Van Dyke out of the pocket, and then he threw, just kind of threw it before he hit the turf, threw it up in the air again a little haphazardly.
Tucker Ashcraft, tight end, motions left on 2nd down, handoff. Tawee Walker, and Western Michigan gets penetration. Boone Bonema, the linebacker, crashing into the backfield and wrapping up Walker for a loss of 2 to the 31-yard line of the Broncos. The Badgers now looking at a 3rd and 12.
That is textbook defense there, of staying square to the line of scrimmage, waiting until Wisconsin made a decision, and then closing that gap and bringing down Walker.
See if they can make a play. You got Pauling slot right, Kekahuna slot left. 3rd down and long for Wisconsin. We'll call it 11 to go. Ball at the 30-yard line of Western Michigan. Play clock down to 5. 11:14 left, third quarter. 3-point lead, Wisconsin. Van Dyke gets the snap. Back to throw. 4-man rush. He lets it rip. Left side. Caught by Kekahuna. Inside the 20-yard line. Franklin on the coverage. Kekahuna to the turf at the 16-yard line as Van Dyke buzzes one to the redshirt freshman for a first down.
That was big time, Ed. Oh, just outside of the cornerback's hands, and great concentration there by Trek to see that through his hand, squeeze it, and make the play to pick up the first down.
Badgers back into the Case IH red zone. Ashcraft slot to the left. Malusi in the backfield from the 16-yard line of Western Michigan. 1st and 10, Wisconsin. Van Dyke gets the snap. He'll give it to Malusi. Hits it off the right side of the line. Gets a yard, maybe 2. Inside the 15, near the 14-yard line. Dominic Moon, among others, getting in there defensively for the Broncos.
What a big play. 3rd and 11, and we've talked about finishing drives, going down, getting points, and for the concentration, and that took a lot of stones to make that throw just outside that outstretched hand. Huge pickup.
Kekahuna slot to the right. Play fake. Van Dyke looking, rolling, throwing. Left side, Ashcraft inside the 10. And he is chopped down at the 6-yard line by Bilal Kone. 1st down, goal to go, Wisconsin.
Yeah, really good. It looked roll right. It had his eyes moving to the right. Western Michigan's defense all went back that way. And Ashcraft ends up moving it out and gets it open. I knew that was going to happen.
It was, yeah, inevitable. 1st and goal. Western Michigan's loading it, organized as penalty markers fly. There's going to be a substitution infraction here against the Broncos. That became a fire drill there for the Western Michigan defense. Here's the call.
False start. Offense.
Oh.
Number 57. 5-yard penalty remains. 1st down.
Not bad. Western Michigan was really scrambling, and they were late. Looked like getting a guy off the field, but obviously The false start occurring there from the center, Jake Renfro. So
yeah, a lot of moving parts there with the substitution and all of the stuff that was going on. And I don't know, you know, your ref waits and forces you to hold off. And the guys in the stance get a little antsy, too.
First and goal at the 11. Anthony and Green out wide to the right. Van Dyke hands to Malusi inside the 10. Malusi bangs his way inside the 5, and he brings it. Onto the Western Michigan defense down near the 2-yard line. Second and goal for Wisconsin.
You talk about hunt and hunting and all that other stuff. That was, I am going to lower my right shoulder, and I'm going to inflict pain upon you. If you want to put your nose in there, great job by Nelson of finishing his backside block to give him that one-on-one. And Malusi had no interest in anything but bringing everything he had.
Again, the Broncos scrambling to get the personnel on the field on second and goal. They give to Malusi off the left side, trying to bounce it. He's in trouble. Tate Halleck having none of it as the Broncos again getting penetration and sending Malusi outside the 5-yard line. They'll mark at the 6 where it's third and goal with 8:35 left in the third quarter, 10-7 Wisconsin.
Yeah, you cannot allow penetration up front, and that was a case there where Corey Walker, their DN, got some good push, and that forced the bounce, and that is the last thing you want to do, especially when you're down at the goal line, when you're bouncing.